Now let's look at that here for just a moment. You have here in verse 1, listen to this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. Now here is a he and me psalm again. The emphasis now, nothing between the man's soul and God. Now, the Lord is my shepherd. Now you have here in verse 1 a declaration and a deduction. The Lord is my shepherd. And it's one thing again to say the Lord is a shepherd. A lot of people can say that. Sounds good. This is a beautiful psalm. But today can you actually say the Lord is my shepherd? And by the authority of his redemption, his death and resurrection, today we can say, by faith we've trusted him, and he's my shepherd. How wonderful that is. It's easy for somebody to say the Lord will be my shepherd. But David didn't say that. The Lord is my shepherd. And you remember in John 10, when these Pharisees came and religious rulers and made their verbal attack upon him, he said, you believe not. Because you're not my sheep. I've said that to you already. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And so that's another way. He said that, and because he said that, I can say today the Lord is my shepherd, and not I have not wanted, but I shall not want. And so you have here in this verse, I shall not want. What is it I need? Well, I need safety. I'm a sheep. And a sheep is a stupid little animal. And I need safety. And therefore, he sees I won't want. He protects. And if a little sheep can say, well, I shall not want, if a little sheep says, I shall never perish. It's because he's got a wonderful shepherd. Because a little old sheep's stupid. And a friend of mine who moved up into Oregon, and he had heard me talk about sheep a great deal. I used the illustration so much. So he decided to get several sheep. And he had me out for dinner when I was up there. And he took me out to show me the sheep. And he said, now look here, Dr. McGee. You gave me the impression that the little old sheep were sweet, little, nice little animals that were so helpless. He says, I want to tell you they are the stubbornness. They are hard-headed. In fact, he says they are pig-headed. He said, it's terrible the way that they act. And he said, you know, they're dirty and filthy animals. I said, that's the human race, you know. They set us forth. What a picture they are. We need safety and we need sufficiency. And you notice what he says here in verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's safety. And we are told here that hungry sheep will not lie down. That means he's our sufficiency. And then there's satisfaction. He leadeth me beside still waters. Sheep don't like to drink turbulent or stagnant water. They don't want to drink where the hogs drink. Now, the human family today needs rest. Not so much physical or mental, but the rest of the soul. You remember what David said in Psalm 55, 6? Oh, that I had the wings like a dove. He wanted to get away from it. What he's after, but that didn't help because he'd already found out by the advice of those, they said, why don't you get away from it? Why don't you fly away like a bird to your mountain? It won't solve your problems. And he found out that it's rest in the Lord. Wait patiently upon him. And the Lord Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll rest you.